96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Homeownership is part of the American dream, but can more be done with your home other than just living in it? Can it also be used to build wealth? And if so, how is that done? Well, April is Financial Literacy Month, and tonight we're talking about home ownership and wealth building. My guests are Antoine Thompson, National Executive Director of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, and Saran Pugh. He is president of the United Realists of Prince George's County. If you have a question about home ownership, about wealth building and the finances that go into that process, give us a call right now at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Gents, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, first off, let's talk about wealth building and home ownership. Most people buy a house to live in. What does that have to do with wealth building?
Well, first, let me, Antoine Thompson, I want to thank you for having us on the program today.
Sure.
The National Association of Real Estate Brokers, we're the oldest minority real estate trade association in the country, and we are committed to democracy and housing. And we have an initiative right now to create 2 million new homeowners. And our purpose behind this is to not only create homeowners, but also to build wealth. Wealth, home ownership is the number one way that wealth is accumulated in America, and the way wealth is transferred from one generation to another. So when you think about renting, you can't get the significant deductions on renting an apartment. You know, when you own your house, you can use that as collateral for starting a business. You could take some of the equity out of your house to send your kids to college, right? And you can also, if something were to happen to you, and unfortunately you were to move on to a greater place with our Heavenly Father, you can always leave that asset to the next generation, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your children, your siblings, etc. And so, yes, it is the number one way we accumulate wealth. And when you think about most of your people that are doing very well financially, whether they're millionaires or billionaires or thousandaires, those individuals own real estate. They're not constantly renting cars, leasing cars, and renting apartments. So, yes, home ownership is the number one way we build wealth.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Now, Saran, to that point, you know, one of the things that Antoine just mentioned was taking equity out of the house. You don't have to be too old at all. And as a matter of fact, you can be a child, you can be a teenager to realize that during the mortgage crisis, a lot of folks did that.
Yes.
And as a result, they lost their homes, not just in D.C., but Prince George's County, particularly hard hit. Baltimore City, particularly hard hit.
Yes.
Charles County, really hard hit.
Yes.
And you, as people begin to recover from the that mortgage crisis and the Great Recession, is that kind of thing recommended as people buy homes again?
In terms of refinancing, it has its plus factors. If you want to, as Antoine had alluded to use the funds for your own personal gratification. Maybe you want to look at purchasing another home with the equity that's in your current home, buy some investment property to secure your financial future when you retire. Yes, it's a good program, provided that it's done in a way that will enhance your life.
What do you mean by that?
Essentially, just take enough funds out to do what needs to be done. I mean, if you have X amount of dollars of equity available and you don't need to use it all, don't use it all. use just what you need to leave the rest there for a later purpose. We never know what situation may present itself that will require you or to have some equity somewhere. And so if you're going to refinance, by all means, please do so. But again, take what you need out to get done what you need to get done.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about home ownership and building wealth. How is that done? If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Let's go to Diana. Diana calling from College Park. Diana, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, great, how are you?
Great.
Fine. I'm a real estate agent from Maryland and D.C. and hopefully soon Virginia. However, what I'm finding is there's a lot of people out there that are asking questions regarding home ownership. But what's the gray cloud that's looming over their head is student debt.
Yes.
And the one thing that I want, that I so desperately want to tell them is that, okay, hopefully something's coming around the bend that, you know, student debt might not be counted as a top priority on your credit report or whatever the case may be. Can you give us some insight regarding, you know, if there's something coming around the bend, or what can we do to alleviate the situation for a lot of people that are really qualified, have the salary, have the credit, but that gray cloud is there.
Diana, in reference to your question, it's a great question. But right now, there is no relief in sight for student debt. I run across individuals all the time, and they have this student debt. And we cannot get around it at this time. I would imagine coming down the pike, there may be something that may be adjusted at some point in time. But as of today, we do count the debt. We look, as a matter of fact, there is no more such thing as deferred payment. We even have a calculational formula in place that we can calculate what a payment would be given if you're in a deferment state. So right now, I would just tell everyone to understand and just go with it for right now until such time that maybe the institution may come up with a relief factor for everyone with student loans. But that's going to be something with us for a while.
And Diana, let me make sure I understand your question. You're talking about the impact of a student loan on your credit, correct?
Exactly. There are many people that have asked me because they're in arrears for $100,000, some up to $200,000 regarding student debt. And what I just heard is what, you know, I hear from many lenders, they take like 1% of what you owe for your student debt, and they add that to what your mortgage, what your monthly payment is, and then that leaves them in a bind because that leaves them basically to the lender. It would leave them house poor.
That's correct, Diana.
Let me be clear. You're talking about the impact that it has on paper, but the reality is, whether you're in arrears or not, you still owe that debt, which could impact how much house you can afford.
That is correct. Your buying power.
So just on the national level, there has been a tremendous amount of advocacy related to student debt. That issue, as Mr. Pugh indicated, has not been resolved. But there has been a tremendous amount of advocacy because a lot of young people have these large amounts, and it's really impacting Generation X folks, millennials, and a group of young people below millennials. And so in order to get them on the path to home ownership, there has been a tremendous amount of discussion of how do we incorporate that into the equation. There's been some discussion about trying to reduce the negative impact of high student loan debt. That has not been resolved, but it is actively being discussed across the country, especially on Capitol Hill.
Diana, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. One of the things that's happening this weekend, there's a community wealth building day that will specifically deal with some of the issues that we're talking about right now. Antoine, can you share more about that event?
Yes, this is going to be an amazing free event on Saturday, April 8th at the Southern Regional Technology and Recreation Complex, 700 Bach Road, Fort Washington, Maryland. You can come and learn why owning a home can change your financial future. We're going to have the first 75 people will get free credit reports. We're going to have free lunch. We're going to have home ownership counselors from our sister organization, NARAB, National Investment Division and Home Counseling Agency. They're actually a HUD-certified counseling agency. We're going to have lots of banks and financial institutions and lenders there, and a lot of supportive services. And we're going to have things for the kids to do, too. There are going to be face painting, a clown there. We're going to have food and all different type of exciting things. But the number one thing you can learn about buying a house, there's some people that are thinking about selling their house. There'll be dozens and dozens of licensed real estate professionals from all over the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, and in fact, some from as far away as California, that can give you some free advice on buying a house, selling a house, real estate investing, real estate development. If you've been thinking about buying a mixed-use property or a multifamily unit, you're going to have access to national experts that can provide you a wealth of information this Saturday at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Southern Regional Technology and Recreation Complex, because this is part of our effort to create 2 million new black homeowners. And why is that important? The black home ownership rate in the United States is 41%. The white home ownership rate in America is 71%. That is a 30 percentage point gap between black home ownership and white home ownership. And our association, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, is fighting every day to reduce that gap.
So, again, that is at the Southern Regional Technology and Recreation Complex. That's 7007 Bach Road in Fort Washington. It's from 10 a.m. to 3. And as always, we're going to be posting that information on WHUR.com after the program. But if you want more information, you can also find it online at NAREB.com. That's NAREB.com. We are talking about building wealth and home ownership. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Wayne, calling from Mitchellville, quickly, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing this evening? This is Wayne Smith. Uh-huh. I'm a realtor, and you're talking about building wealth through home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't do that by pulling the equity out of your house. And I'm actually astounded that a broker is going to sit up here on the radio and tell people that something that they want or need, they should pull only the amount of equity out of their house that they need for that project. You should only touch the equity in your house for an emergency. That's how we got in trouble in 2008, because people were seeing a way to, quote unquote, build wealth. So they were buying more house than they could afford. They were pulling equity out of their house so they could get the car that they liked. And then all of a sudden, something went wrong. They lost their job or whatever, and they lost their houses. That's what he's saying now is the main reason we got in that trouble, part of that reason we got in trouble back in 2008. Then the other thing that he said that I'm not liking is that he's having this thing this weekend on Bauk Road where the first 75 people will get a free credit report. Your credit report is free anyway.
I need to hold on, Wayne. Don't go anywhere, because I want them to respond to your comments, but I've got to take a break. Also, okay. Marie calling from D.C., Dina calling from Woodbridge, Virginia, and I think it's Deba calling from Reston, Virginia as well. Please stay on the lines. We continue our discussion about building wealth and home ownership. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. More of your phone calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University.